Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
He's coming to town to the Central Coast Leagues Club in November in a few weeks' time. Heath Franklin, hello.
G'day, how's it going? G'day,
we're Heath. Fabulous.
We talked to you a while ago and you're back again, so that show must have been really popular.
Yeah. Still plenty of people who want to see it. It's still hooning around, so I'll keep doing it.
Great.
Hooning around. See, look at you using the bogan lingo. Do you reckon you're a bogan at heart, Heath?
Yeah, I reckon I'm a bogan at heart, hey.
Do you have any mockies? Now, I don't know whether you know, but in Adelaide, where I grew up, moccasins were the Ugg boots that came right up to your knees.
Oh, no, I don't have any of them.
He's from Melbourne.
Oh, okay. So you're a posh bogan.
He's a posh bogan, yeah. Rich bogan.
No, I got a pair of just polyester Uggies I got from Big W or something like that.
I think you just made that up.
Very good.
Now, mate, is this a different show or is it the same show but refined? Or
It's the Bogan Jesus show that I did.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Everything's just in time for Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, Akmal told us the other day, which I didn't know, in Japan they confuse Father Christmas with Jesus. Do you know about this?
No, that's pretty cool, though.
Well, you know our friend Gary Eck, right? He bought, because he used to live there, a crucifix with Santa crucified on it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Easter's where that mix-up gets particularly ugly.
Yeah. I'd like to see Santa crucified.
Oh, you can't say that, Akmal.
Nail him up, I say.
Oh, yeah, I agree with Akmal. It's the 1st of November and I'm already sick of Christmas.
Yeah. and the old man just keeps making false promises and never delivering and, you know.
And listen, Heath, what's it like writing a show? Like, how long does it take you to write a new show? I'm just curious about your processes with this.
I think this show particularly, I did a couple of months of trial shows where I sort of did it and walked away from it for a while and then walked back again. And I've been doing it, I did it for sort of 3 or 4 months in a row. So, I guess just sort of, I mean, and it just does get better and better. So
it
kept doing it for another 2 years, it'll be
sick. Funny.
I'll probably want to kill myself, but it'll be really good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that people don't appreciate about comedy is it takes so long and you have to, we're like Jesus, Heath. We have to die so others can laugh.
You know, exactly.
We have to die. We have to go through it. We have to go through these horrible periods of
people trialing shows and bombing on
and
stage.
People just staring at you and saying, "Who's this bloke?"
Jeez. Yeah, what's going on? I haven't seen someone die this bad since Santa released the time.
That's exactly. But you're not at that stage. Luckily, you are at the very refined end of the show. And I've seen it personally. I think it was a very, very funny show. Very, very strong.
Oh, very good. Well, look, we love your comedy. And we're glad you're coming to the coast, Heath. Bringing Bogan Jesus, the Resurrection Tour to the Central Coast Leagues Club, 24th of November. Tickets available now at cclc.com.au. You have a wonderful Christmas when it arrives, won't you?
Oh, thank you. You too.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day. Got to get that in now, too.
Thank you so much for joining us, Heath Franklin.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.